Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Now I'd like us to quickly turn our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter number 4. I start a new series for workers. It's going to span a few weeks. Philippians chapter number 4 this morning. I want us to, Philippians 4, let's start the reading from verse 9. Philippians chapter number 4 from verse 9. Says, those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked the opportunity. Know that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Where and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So most time we quote that scripture, but we can understand that the context of the I can do all things is the context of I have the ability to endure all things. Is that okay now? Both to abase and to what? And to abound. That is the context of I can do all things. He said, notwithstanding, he said in verse 14, and notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did, ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians also, that are in the beginning of the gospel, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire that I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Said, I desire a fruit that will abound to what? Your account. Now, the word there in verse 17, the Amplified Translation says, not that I'm eager for your gift, but I do seek and am eager for the fruit which increases to your credit, the harvest of blessings that is accumulating to your account. Now, I want us to understand this, and I've been itching to, teach in this regard. Every once in a while, maybe once in a year, I directly teach on the subject of giving. All right? But I want to bring a new perspective. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? A new perspective to this subject. Now, let's look at the book of Mark, chapter number 16, verse 15, quickly. Mark, chapter number 16, verse 15. I want you to be very fast with me. Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news of the gospel to every creature, the whole human race. Now, from this scripture, the onus of evangelism is on us. Are you seeing that now? All right. It suggests, it does not just suggest, it instructs that soul winning is not just for those who hold the mic. It is our collective responsibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is our what? Collective responsibility. We all have been called. All right? And I have requested of the pastors that it is a wrong statement to say that our focus for now is missions. Our focus for life is missions. We will do missions till Christ comes. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? It is our focus for life. Sphere of Light Church, please be seated, is a mission-oriented church. We are a go-ye church. All right? So as we raise men for the purpose of what? Going. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? But there are different dimensions to that. Number one, we all have the duty. Say we have the duty. We all have been instructed to win souls. All right? Now, actively. But there are people who will be called into that office exclusively. Are you following what I'm saying here? That is, this is what they do for life. All right? And that's why when Jesus came to the world, Jesus never took a learned carpentry because of this background, but he never took it up as a profession. Why? Because there are people that God has called out and separated for this purpose. Every believer should do it at general level, but there are those who are called out for that purpose. Is it simple enough? We all as believers, we have our duty as Christians. General level, obey God. We win souls. We advance the kingdom. But there are people whose life has been consecrated. Wind. Alright? They've been called out for that what? Purpose. Now that invitation is not extended to all believers. We all cannot quit our various jobs to go for missions. That's the fact. Alright? We all cannot leave all the things we are doing to go for missions. It will not be a strategic arrangement. So God understands that. So he allows us to shine as light in our respective domains. But there are duties we have as what? Believers. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, we shine as light. Some of us will be lecturing. Some of us will be in the bank. Some of us will be in the hospital. All right, some of us will be at construction sites. Some of us will be at various organizations. It doesn't mean we are failing. You have not failed God, all right, because you are in the secular world. You must understand that this being in the secular world is part of the wisdom of God, all right, for advancing his kingdom. Because there are different sectors that also need light. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? For instance, when Haman, all right, pushed a decree that the Jews should be exterminated, the only reason that was reversed was because God has been able to place Esther in a strategic position. Are you seeing that now? So God will have us, all right, understand this. And this is the imbalance that comes every once in a while. Some people just believe that it is not possible to be a believer and be in the marketplace. What do you mean? That's the place where decisions are made. Let your light therefore shine before men, that they may glorify your Father in heaven. If the only place we shine as light is in the church, we are like a man wielding torchlight in the sun. Because we all are here with light. It's not dark here, but it's dark in the world. One of my boys was telling me, you know, he just finished a program with a bank. And, you know, they were going to have a party for them. You see that now? So they have a party for them. But the guys who did the program will now have their own party. Overnight stuff. You know. That's what it is in the world. And I've been a DJ before, so it means I've attended a few parties. I don't know how an introvert got there. The devil is just a liar. All right? So I've attended a few parties. So you know the things they are not good stuffs. They are not good stuffs. But that is what happens out there. All right. Sometimes you go for meetings. Not sorry, I say meetings, events, parties. All right. And then they've mixed some things. They are not science students, but they know the mixture. They know if you pour 50 ml of this, all right, and then they'll mix all those things. And then they'll start doing pass the cup. So you take, and it gets your turn. You say, no, I'll take malt. Say, are you not a man? You see that now. The world has found a way to redefine the definition of masculinity as the ability to drink alcohol, to carry women, to do all sorts. But that's not our definition. All right? So God needs us out there where it's really dark. And that's why you have to be trained here. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? God needs us out there where it is what? Really dark. All right? So I'm going to be teaching on fruit to your account. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? So Paul said, I am asking you to be a part of what God is doing, not because I just want you to give, but because it is important that your life is not void. It is important that there is something you are living for that is beyond mere existence. Mere existence is boring. It's boring. Yesterday, while we were in church, I was glued to the funeral service of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya. You know, and I've tried to download a tribute book, about 290 pages. And I said, really, many Christians need to watch this. I know many of you run away from all those kind of events and watch funerals. Say, no. Say, no, you've got to watch it. Because one day so, what will be left of you is the impact you have made. One day. It's just a matter of time. Unless, and everybody believed that Jesus is going to meet them here on earth when he returns. Those who have died 1,000 years ago believed it. I'm not saying Jesus is not coming soon. But if we put it mathematically, the probability that what you are saying, what your belief that Jesus, rapture will meet you here, the probability is very slim. Judging for different centuries behind us. I mean, the last days began 2,000 years ago. Joel 2:28, to come pass in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. When did it happen? Pentecost. 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago. The last day I started, how many years ago? 2,000 years ago. All right, and we are still expecting. Jesus is actually coming soon. But I'm saying that one day so, what will be left of your life are the things you have done. It is so boring living for yourself. Have you seen people that lived and died in their house and nobody knew they've died? They've died. They are not beneficiary to the environment. Right? They are not benefiting the environment. They are not good towards the neighbors. They don't. Have you seen people that live in their house? They don't greet anybody. Wake up. Except you carry their bucket. You will hear the word of your life. Who carry my bucket? Say the person want to die me. You will now see the same person that will tie this calf. Now begin to mention. All right, I won't go into the details of the story. I know a woman, a bloody millionaire. All right, let me be a bit blunt. A family member, all right, millionaire, has more than 11 houses in Lagos. Not small houses. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, big houses. All right, block of flats, Surulere. Ikoyi, when the woman wants to eat, she eats rice. Then she says, there's no money. Then she pour garri on top. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've never seen it in my life. Pour garri on top and then little soup. Say, tomato is expensive. That's all right. She will not even eat something good with her own money. All right. The day she died, we don't even know how she died anyway. Because the house girl was suspect. The house girl went to the toilet, a toilet that she had locked up, and carried millions of naira, close to 20 million naira. All right, the woman lived and lived for us. Even her children didn't enjoy her. Lived for herself alone. All right, one day so. And we need to bring this consciousness again and again. See, I want to become this, I want to be, to God be the glory. There is no reward in heaven for what you become. There is a reward for what you contribute. That's the fact. All right, and there are different thought processes and ideologies from the world pushing it to you that you must be very, very foolish to believe that you have any heavenly account. Right, and they are trying to push it. They are trying to make you a fool. And that's why we are starting a new series, Sophia. So we can actually understand what the wisdom of God is. The Bible says it is a wisdom, all right, that the world cannot receive because it is foolishness to them. Is it not stupid to them? They ask you, why are you going to church on Sunday? That you should be resting. Why are you going to church? So they say, you too, you don't go to church. You are going to go and waste your life. Is it really wasting life? The world cannot understand it. Every December or January, they start telling you, they will say some fools now are going to go and give their first fruit to one pastor, as if it's the pastor eating your first fruit. Say, look at some fools. And so believers will say, I'm not a fool. No. For you to walk in the wisdom of God, you must be a fool in the sight of the world. Are you following what I'm saying here? Anytime I push anything out and people who are not Christians are hailing it, I suspect that thing. If it appeals to their wisdom, it does not appeal to the wisdom of God. I've missed something there. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, so there's an account that we have with God. Now look at what happened to Ezekiah. My God. God had sent his word through his prophets to go and tell him, put your house in order, you'll die. When God speaks, he's speaking. I mean, he's not subjected to anything. God said he's going to die, and he was going to die. That's it. That's where it ends for him. He was going to die. You see that now. But the man turned to the wall, and he cashed out from an account he had with God, and said, God, remember. All right? The guy turned. Look at it. He said, remember now, O Lord. Do you have anything you can tell God to remember? Are you following what I'm saying? No, let's think about it. It's just like, I mean, you've been saving. You are not eating with your 10 fingers. Every once in a while, you separate this for this. For instance, look at what happened during COVID. People became suicidal. Some even committed suicide. But imagine if around that time you had some millions breathing somewhere. You will not even know when it comes. True? In the same light, we have account with God. He said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee. All right? I have walked before thee in truth. God respects track records. He respects it. Oh, you served on campus. People called you a fool. You were part of those running. You carry speakers. You are an usher. A guest minister is coming. You are preparing. You are not a fool. There's an account to which these things are credited. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's an account. That's the truth. You know, I remember when we were coming from Ibadan to Abuja. All right, they had already announced on flight, this particular one, that it's quite cloudy in Abuja and it's going to be quite bumpy. So I'm used to it, actually. I'm used to it. You know, but I had one of my people there who was flying for the first time. I said, hey, how did it go? I said, I wasn't scared. I said, you are there. I said, I get, I understand the feeling. I understand that feeling. I said, Apostle is here. So nothing can happen. You know what that means? That God, you can't open your eyes now. And this man is there. So you let this thing go down. there's too many work to be done. And that sounds interesting. It sounds interesting on many grounds. So what do you think I was thinking? Who are following me and say, Apostle is here, forget it. What do you think I was thinking? Remember. Remember. We have deals going on. Remember your faithfulness, your steadfastness. Remember. Are you following what I'm saying? I can even sleep in the... Just that I'm mostly awake on flight. That's when I get to do many things. But I can sleep. Because it is the faithfulness of God that upholds all things. And we plug into that dimension by being faithful. Though the Bible said even if we are unfaithful, God remains what? But that's not a light sense to unfaithfulness. He said, remember. Do you know there was a guy that was not part of the disciples? He was not even a Jew. But God said that his sacrifice and offering has come as a memorial before him. Yeah. He said, so go to him. He said, his sacrifice. His sacrifice. See, sometimes when we talk about sacrifice, when we talk about track record, you see, sometimes people think that this thing is about just what you do. So I'm going to show you something this morning. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? Yeah. I'm going to show you something. All right. But before I show you that, I want to show you something in Acts chapter number 10. But listen, a sacrifice can never be that which you do conveniently. Write it down. Sacrifice can never be that which you do conveniently. Sacrifice is always that which is done out of devotion, out of love, and out of trust in God. It's not convenient. See, yesterday, I was somewhere, and God gave me an instruction. And he said to me, he said, son, yes, Lord. He said, we can open a new chapter now. I said, all right. I want you to do this and do that. Now, those things that God gives you as instruction, you first say, correct. That is what honors him. It is not like God is honored in your pain. But when it is sacrificed, you give him room to do something unusual. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, Solomon had done many things. He'd been crowned king. But the moment Solomon took 1,000 burnt offerings, God came and said, Solomon, get up. How will God ask a man, what do you want? Everybody is seeking the face of God, but God is seeking a man of sacrifice. That's the way it works. So the whole idea and the notion that once it is not convenient, I can't do it. It's a lie from the pit of hell. That's where we dwell. It's not convenient most times. That's the truth. That's the truth. It's not convenient most times. Say it again. Fruit to my account. Come on, say it again. Fruit. Come on, to my account. Say it again. Fruit to my account. Look at what the Bible said in Acts chapter number 10. From verse 1. Act of the Apostles chapter number 10. From verse 1. Look at it. It said, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms. That was part of his record. He gave what? Much alms. Many of you don't know you have stopped giving. Much alms. To the people. and pray to God always. That was his record. One who gives. Now look at it in verse 3. He saw in a vision, evidently, about the night hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when they looked on him, he was afraid. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said, Your prayers and your alms are come up as a memorial before God. As a memorial. We are not wasting our lives. There's a record. See, we need to ring this again and again and again and again. We are not wasting our lives. There's a record. Let me write something. Let me show you something I wrote that the Lord ministered to my heart while I was preparing this teaching. All right? Are you following what I'm saying? Do you want to hear it? Sometimes the opportunity, the instruction God gives you to give. Now, listen, let me help you. There are different kinds of giving. There is the one that God, there's one that the church says we are doing this. You know what I'm saying? But there is the one that God comes to you and say, do this. Start doing this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes, whether the church or God, as long as it's kingdom giving, is God's last way of remedying you. And say, okay, this person is going, what can we do? Let's give him the opportunity to give. Look at the case of that woman, the widow, that the servant of God met. I mean, I keep saying it. Our generation is too intelligent to experience that miracle. You know, we are smart people. Very smart. You know, you all should go and listen to the message I preached in Lagos Church 2 Sundays ago. You see, the issue is that you've not embraced the discipline of shutting down. Do you know those who don't listen to messages, those who know how to make money, in quote? Say, no, I've left that category where others are. When you are done exhausting the strength of your hand, you will learn the way of the Spirit. It's pride. Say, I'm not a broke person. I have. Say, no, I don't need all those things. It's for those who are broke. Who told you? One policy can show you a frame. Just one decision. One decision. Do you understand what I'm saying? One. Just one decision. Do you have things to your account that can speak for you even when your voice can be heard? Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? We are too smart. Elisha said, go and make my own first. See, I have the last portion. Once I eat this, myself, my son will die. The man of God said, go and make my own first. We would have first taken our phone and tweet. And we'll use that to snap the man of God. Say, see your prophet. I will save the gist for later. Everybody say, I can't wait to hear the gist. You know what trends now is insulting the man of God? I can't wait to hear the gist. You now see the same person now say, you know, go believe what happened. Your prophet came. Last food. When something is your last, it's a sign that you didn't know how to make much anyways. So why won't you submit? If you do know how to make much, it's not going to be your last. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this thing is just, it's just that we need understanding. That our eyes will not be veiled. Like, apparently, it's not like I know my way around this thing. So, now that God is speaking, it is an opportunity. I don't know it before anyways. You must admit that there are things you don't know. Let's now assume you know your way around it. Make sure you also know your way around elongating your life to enjoy it. No, you must. It's good to gather. I mean, it's good to plan. It's good to do. I mean, I've taught you that. Learn to invest. Learn to sow. Learn to have bread. Learn to have seed. Do all those things. But never get to the point where you do them as though you are the owner of tomorrow. And make sure that your life is so organized in a way that right now as you are seated, there's nothing too big for you to give God. Think now. What is that one thing that if God says drop, you will? Imagine if you get a call from the president of Nigeria and then said, I want you to borrow me 50,000. You see, hold on. Your problem with giving is to give people who don't have. When you see people who have, you say, this is my opportunity. True? So one of my friends was sharing something online. He went to jog. He stays in America. And somehow he met at the park where he went to jog. He met Femi Otedola. Just jogging. No protocol, nothing. On shorts. Kai. So imagine the guy now said to him, can I just get a bottle of water? I didn't bring my wallet. Can I just get, right, like 5 cents from you? Eh? Sir, $50. Sir. Take. Because we are conscious of what we see. How much more giving to God? Do you understand what I'm saying? Growing up, I used to be the one in charge of my father's money. Because, I mean, the way my life was wired, I was not wired to eat big things or lavishly, no. So he could trust me with all his money. So I'm the one keeping the money. But every once in a while, he will ask me, Femi, can I get like 2,000 from you? They said, 2,000. Give him 2,000. Excitedly. Because one time he just say, how much is all the money I've collected from you? I say, at my will be, I'll never give an exact figure. He say, it should be around this figure. And most times he will double it. So who will not borrow him? Say, give me this up. Thank you. Take it, sir. But you see, God can't owe you. He can't. He's only giving us an opportunity to have a track record. That's what he's giving us. An opportunity. That's what he's extending to us. Look at the people coming late. I said, run to us. They can just get up. I mean, the Constitution of Nigeria does not permit them to do what they are doing. They can say, now, forget about church. Let's stay on the Constitution. Who do you think you are? Apostle, what they call you. What will I do? What will I do? I'm sorry. Before you change it. That's what we're doing now. But why are they doing what they are doing? Because they honor God. And then they understand service. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that everybody here has a right under the law to provoke and get up. There's something called freedom of speech. I say, Apostle, I've been looking at you since. You are an idiot. Maybe, you know, if they tell some people that rapture is about to take place in the next 1 minute, just exclusive information tell anybody. But don't forget, once you are saved, there's no, even if you do anything, you are not going to go to hell. So rapture, 1 minute. So you say, anything I do, somebody will run to church. I say, Pastor, your father. Oh yeah, Egbe. As you are flying, the pastor too is now flying with you. I say, what did you say the other time? As the person say it again, I say, your father, just begin to drop. You know, on campus. Oh my God. We did many things. I mean, people will practically call us fools. Say, you're fools. The only reason that nobody could ridicule me in my class is because God just helped me one way or the other. I just help us more. That's the only reason. Because some of the things some of us try there, you should not even graduate with that. You know what I'm saying? You should not even graduate. But God is going to help you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes God, I'm telling you, God looks at you and looks at you and say to you, look at you and say, hey, that thing, give me. What is he doing? He's helping you credit your account with himself. He's helping you what? Credit your account with himself. All right, we are in a very, very serious season. I tell you, I feel it. I know some of you believe that Apostle has some millions of naira somewhere. All this we are doing doesn't even feel anything and all that. To God be the glory. Praise God. I believe all that you have said about me. Clap for Jesus. I believe. But whether you believe it or not, the stakes are higher up here. That's the truth. Right now, I cannot even think of my life as one who has anything permanently. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know that a visitation can come on anything, and that is the end. So what that does is that it helps not to live a greedy life. It helps not to live a greedy life. It helps to live a life of sober reflection. Don't forget, anything you do conveniently is not sacrifice. Sacrifice always stretches you. And guess what? You can never be familiar with sacrifice. Every time it happens, it stretches you. So if you think, why is it that I've been doing this for long, but again, it still stretches. Yes, it's like going to the gym. So you are just coming, say, you see those who have been gymming for 10 years, they are still on the floor. Do leg day, your leg is shaking, and then, say, you are just starting, what's your hope? It always stretches. It is part of the bargain. I was sharing with those in the house. I was watching a girl online. I mean, she was sharing the story. This girl has been, she's in America, I believe. Says she got a dream job in America. Then God came and said to her, leave America. Return back to Nigeria for the work I have for you. That doesn't make human sense. Because now we see living in Nigeria as close to leaving the earth, like rapture has taken place for you. And once you have the opportunity to jack back once, never look back, so you don't become like the wife of Lot. You understand that? But we are still in a time that God still speaks and he still instructs. And his wisdom does not make sense always. If there's anyone who should leave this country, I should leave this country. Because I have the opportunities. Do you think if I just put it out now that I'm relocating to the UK, people who are there will not be excited? We have been praying for you to come, but is it the will of God? I've applied for masters in London University of Tropical Medicine as far back as 9 years ago. Before people started running to the UK, as far back as how many years? 9 years ago. But if it is not God's wisdom for you, it is not. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, you must learn to live life where others will go in a direction and it is not God's pattern for you. Oh, yes. Because I understand that there are some of you who are medical practitioners and you are wondering, everybody's running. Because if care is not taken in the next 10 years, we might not have doctors, nurses, and so here again. We might not have. So sometimes God comes and he instructs certain things. How more cruel can it get that this woman was going to eat something last meal and die? Death was around the corner. People had been eating their own children. And then suddenly one so-called man of God said, make my own first. And that was it. The miracle began to happen. The explosion. Normalize giving. Normalize a life of sacrifice. Listen to this. Even Abraham, with all the promises and plans of God for him. Are you following what I'm saying here? With all the promises and plan of God for him, it would never have come to pass except that he recognized those men that were passing and he went to receive them and entertain them. But they were not ordinary men. So the Bible says that we should not be weary well doing, for in doing this, some have entertained, they have entertained who? Angels unawares.
There are angels amongst us. Things as trivial as on your birthday, don't eat the cake alone. Get some things to an orphanage home. Things as trivial as that. Normalize being there for people when they need help. Like, normalize it. Flowing out. Let me say this to you. It doesn't matter where we think it. A liberal soul will be made fat. I'm telling you. And you see, at first when God began to tell me this, it didn't make sense. So sometimes it can be painful. Like, my God. But I now discover that God is opening channels I could never have worked for. I'm telling you. And what many people don't know yet is that these channels are not just for ministers or pastors. No, God does open. He opens us. Sometimes you look at God and feel you must be insensitive to ask me to do this. How bad can it get? How bad can it get? I have just one shoe, another one that I'm managing. And you are asking me to give this one out. As what? I said, give it out. If you know how to get it, you should have got it since. So give it out and trust me. I'm telling you. He said, I desire that there will be fruit to your account. That there will be fruit to your account. That there is something we can look at your life. And we can look at the fact that something is being credited. You may not be on the field, but your resources are there. Are you following what I'm saying here? Your life is there. Your life is there. I've shared this story with you. Listen, I've shared this story with you. Of a season in my life that I cried to God. I'm telling you. You know, sometimes the impression is that maybe those who are pastoring are dull. I'm not a dull person. I'm saying it not to be proud. And I say it with all humility. So I knew quite earlier that, I'm not going to struggle through life. I just knew that. So I had my plans. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. In fact, part of my plan is that by now I'll be having my second PhD. You see that? Because I love academics. See, I just feel it's my strong point. You see? But sometimes, in the midst of all those plans, in the midst of all those prudent strategic plans and arrangement, I will do this like this, then do this, then God orchestrates a situation that brings you to a point where you now say, what next? That is exactly where you need to be for a miracle to happen. And I tell you, it is always not pleasant to be there. When you move from certainty to uncertainty, correct? All of a sudden, it looks like you are exposed. You are vulnerable. You've never been there. Exactly the reason why you should be there now. Because it's better God brings you there through his word than for life to bring you there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's better. So I cried to God. I cried. I mean, things went so bad. I've shared this story. I wanted to buy egg roll. That was going to be the food for the day. So I trekked in the sun. And you know that moment where you were too sure that when I washed his trouser, I saw 50 naira there. You were too sure of his 50 naira. So you started the Israelite journey only to get there. Look from sun. The day the sun looks like it's knocking your head. Why did you obey God's calling? Only for me to get there and it was 5 naira. I said, you know what? Just give me pure water. Pour the pure water on my head, drank the remaining and trek back. But you are not there because you wanted to be there. You are there because you obeyed God and have to pass through that route. But you see, one of those days I cried to God and I said, God, you see, it's not easy anymore. When I teach, people gather around me to listen, but now I need people who minister to my need. Give me matter. If I told Jesus specifically, you are the one who rejected matter. That matter you rejected, give me. Somebody will be busy doing something as I'm walking. The following day, one of my spiritual daughters just called me. I said, Pastor, God lay something in my heart. I said, go ahead. I said, to partner with you with, I can't remember, but 20% of my food allowance. I mean, she was a student. Maybe part one or thereabout. She's going to be getting married next month. I said, okay. Okay. The first time she sent it, 3,500 naira. I waited, because it takes time for that kind of money to enter my account. Waited. I didn't see a message from her. I called her. I said, I saw an alert from you. She said, yes, that's the money. I said, you are very funny. Send me your account now. Send your money back. You send me money, you didn't say thank you. What kind of audacity is that? I'm so sorry, sir. Please, thank you for the privilege to give. I said, thank you too. I went to grab my spark. You know, then spark should be around either 17 naira. Things have really gone bad. And pepper terror was the way to go. Put oil on fire, pepper terror, add some water, Maggi, salt, egg. Good to go. Egg gives you all the nutrients of chicken, because when you eat egg, you are eating the future. You understand what I'm saying? It's eating the future. It's called liquid chicken. Oh, yes. Eating the whole chicken. When you take somebody to eat three and you have just few small money, so what do you want to say? I want old chicken. Or I want labs. I can't afford this. I'll buy old chicken. Liquid form. Praise God. But do you think God will not remember that? It might be in the next 20 years. Something is going to happen that will spring up the memory of that. Make sure your spiritual account is not empty. Do you understand what I'm saying? Normalize it now. Okay? See, let me tell you, and I stand to say this, and the admins, the pastors can hear me. The breadth of ventilation we got within these 3 months that God gave us instruction for missions to be able to, do you know what it means to be able to now plan certain things? Do you not think God is interested in that thing becoming easier? When you look at the number of lives, do you know that the messages from this church is among the top 5 circulating messages in Christian body in Nigeria? I speak as what I know. We cannot, you know, when you go to the dangerously, we may not be loud, but if you know what God is doing with these things that we are hearing, the first time we could buy a sound system, somebody heard my message from India and called and said, I listened to Apostle's message, very powerful. He blessed me. He said, how I wish that message was clear. Pastor Dami, you were the one the person reached out to. And he said, you guys need sound. He said, yes. He said, he wants to partner with us. How much did he give that time? I think around 120 or 200,000. You know, we that we have been waiting, we quickly went to go and buy mixer, amp, some speakers. Inside my room. That's where I'll be teaching. But I can never forget that guy. He was the first person to make this easy. When we're going to move to our venue in Ibadan, God said, give everything. Give everything out. Don't move with a pin. So never you think that our asset as a church are these things that we have. They can live in one day. You understand that? You don't envy a man's harvest if you don't know their seed. When God said we should give everything, do you think it was easy? Do you know how much we're spending renting per month to have those things steady there? Well, it's precious. You know what he went through. Precious almost became a boxer. The guy, I said, you have not paid. But we could not have been at this place except God instructed. And sometimes I go to the places where we have given all those things to. I say, Pastor, thank you. I say, honestly, it's not your fault. He uses it. He says, it's sounding very well. I say, my God. And I'm glad we could. Not I, we, as a church. It's a fruit credited to our account as a church. I'm telling you. You are blessed when you have people over you who are givers. Yes. There are things I enjoy today that I know that my father, he gave dangerously. That's one man I've never heard say no when he has. Do you understand what I'm saying? Never heard say no when he has. We must wake up and take on this collective. Don't live a life where there is no covenant your children can enjoy because of your sacrifice. You have eaten everything today, tomorrow. You know, I have one of my aunties. I've told my wife several times. There's nothing. It's a covenant. So this one is a covenant between me and God. There's nothing this person can ask for me. If I don't have, I will find. Because you don't know what it means to be in school and every family member ignore you. Now I get calls and say, I am the uncle of your grandma. That's what I mean. They save me the stress. I watched her lay a wrapper in the market with tears. And people were dropping 500 naira for my sake. I stood there. I was looking at her with tears. I said, this woman, there's nothing you need that God has given me that you'll have to cry. Nothing. If a man can conclude like that, how much more God? That Abraham can take up knife to slash the throat of Isaac. And God said, now I know that you fear me. And he swore by his name, in blessing, I'll bless you. Be on your feet, everybody. We must be alive and awakened to this reality. Is that clear? It is our covenant responsibility. It is. Some of you, God has lifted you. You have not started giving offering beyond what you were giving on campus. Some of you is like a curse. It's like somebody has told you that it is an insult. You must be a fool to give God offering in thousands of naira. Say, how will you give God offering in thousands of naira? Because as God bless you, you step up with consciousness. Some are still struggling with tithe in this generation. Still struggling. Now that this money, 400,000, 40,000, 40,000. Sarah, is it not too much? And you know, one of my spiritual daughters reached out and said, God told me to partner with him with half of her salary for life. I did not even reply the message. I don't reply such messages. It's only you and God. I just told God, well, I'm not going to take this person serious about this because I know people change, but she's a very steady girl. I said, God, if you are the one talking to her, all right, let her do this decision. Yeah, she did it. I said, I was not going to take you serious, but now I know it's God. Just do what he has laid in your heart. I don't pity people like that and say, hey, yeah, what is it, yeah, there? Do you understand what I'm saying? Ask God for the grace and the heart to be a part of his work, to partner with him in every sense of it. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215-0052-89 UBA.